try anyway. See what happens. See, I'm going to put this just sort of between you and I, and if you would like to sit there,
well,
then,
all right.
Then I'll be able to sort of have it between the two of us. Okay. And you said your family has been here for 200 years?
Nearly 200 years. Let's see, it was 1790s. And, of course, that goes right on to Daddy, you know, of course, Dale.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, Father.
And then, actually, this property was part of your family property.
Right, the part.
Are they building up in this area? I saw what looked to be a relatively new house right down here.
Yeah, that's our son.
Oh, that's, is that his?
Other son.
Uh-huh.
This one's the one we lost.
Yes,
over here.
Know.
And he's been there about 2 years now.
Uh-huh. Well, I stopped by there first because I really didn't know where I was.
Did
he
you find
answered
him?
The
Was he on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he must be off today.
Yeah. I'm going to check this to make sure that we're... okay. That should just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Your full name is what?
Well, you want my middle name too?
Yeah, might as well.
Francis.
Now let me get that right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is your address here? What is the actual?
Box. Same time.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's Glen Kent.
Yeah.
And the community in general is just same
well,
time?
Well,
does it have a special name?
We are not actually in the German village,
mm-hmm.
but that's what
that's
that
what
subdivision
is.
Over there is known as, and uh-huh. we don't know how to describe where we live. Any.
But it would
we adjoin them.
Okay.
There's a street between us. German village.
I never realized there were houses down here. Because we never
mm-hmm.
ventured that far.
There are three new ones right down where our mailbox is off.
Yes.
You
right.
go down that dirt road there and there's
mm-hmm.
three.
Now, is this still all your property?
Mm-hmm. From
is?
Here to the road.
Uh-huh. That's really sizable, isn't it?
About, well, we, Bev owns half and we have
mm-hmm.
It's about 14.
This is a beautiful, beautiful location.
Oh, we love it on the river out there.
Mm-hmm. That is really so rare, especially when you move up to a big city, you begin to really appreciate it.
I couldn't live in a city, I don't believe.
And you were actually born in Brunswick,
in Brunswick.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And may I ask your age, please?
66.
And your religion?
Episcopalian.
Now, I will ask you again how long you lived in Brunswick for the record.
1 year.
And then you moved here to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And you've lived here ever since, right?
Yeah, ever since. Except for, well, I guess maybe one year of schooling in Buggy
yeah.
County Road. Mm-hmm. After the highway was over,
mm-hmm.
we moved back.
And your occupation is?
Now I'm a housewife, but I was a postal clerk.
Now, may I ask you what schools you attended?
Gun Academy and here on the island.
Okay. My goodness, Glen Academy goes way back, doesn't it?
Way back, yeah. I've forgotten just how far back it does go.
And when you say here on the island, you mean the elementary school here, is that correct?
Well, not the school. They had uh-huh. schools and houses, just houses around, you know.
Uh-huh.
Find a house that you could rent.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I went to school, I was only not quite 5.
Uh-huh.